It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Just listen to this. Just quiet. Peaceful, even. All you hear is the tires on the road. Maybe some bumps from washboarding or whatever on the road. Just the tires moving, the vehicle, the engine. But nothing else. It's just peaceful. And whether it's listening to the vehicle drive or just having nothing, not driving, just sitting in an empty house, there's a certain kind of peace to that, especially when you're always doing, always thinking, always processing. Always listening to podcasts like this one. There's a certain peacefulness to nothing. Now, if it's peaceful all the time, it'd go absolutely nuts. I mean, don't get me wrong. If I'm the only one in the house, I gotta have a radio, I gotta have TV, I gotta have something on. Some sort of noise, just for background. But when I come home from over lunch, which I'm bus, I'm close enough I can go home. just nice. I walk in there. There's nothing. I mean, my dog is there. She's sleeping. Rarely does she get up and say, "Hey, I need to go outside, Dad." So she just naps. Most of the time doesn't even come see me. And just peaceful. So I use that time. Even if I watch Stephen Colbert the night before, I'm usually watching his monologue a second time, if not for the first time, as I'm eating. Almost never miss a Stephen Colbert monologue at this point, just because it helps laugh at what's going on more than just keep on thinking about what's going on with the federal government and so on. But just, it's the time away. You don't have to think. So, with what is going on at work, I am thinking nonstop. And it's not the, I gotta do my job, push widget type code here. It's like deep thinking, big picture processes, how things are going to work. Making sure they work as we understand that they will, hurting cats, I guess, hurting a bunch of things together to keep it in this common direction so that we understand the impact of how we set things up, decisions, and so on. So if I'm not in a meeting, I'm trying to figure that stuff out. I'm trying to figure out the big picture stuff. I'm trying to do all this big thinking stuff. And I'm exhausted at night. It feels like my brain has been running a marathon every day. My body's like not tired. I'm physically not tired. I'm not sore. I don't hurt. My head. So, I just want to relax at night. Everyone goes to bed. You know, kids go to bed. Wife goes to bed. And I just sit there and watch mindless television. I'll watch the news at 10 o'clock when it comes on. And then I'll typically turn on Stephen Colbert. But it's the not thinking. It's like, you know, in one way, I complain to myself that I'm not keeping up on my shows. I love the Arrowverse shows. Arrow, Flash, Black Lightning, Legends of Tomorrow, Supergirl. All five of them. I watch them in chronological order. It's a big pain in the butt when you're like, oh my god, I wonder what's next. But nope, I gotta go watch Supergirl because she's actually next. And you never know if there's some sort of a crossover. But I watch them in chronological order. I haven't watched one since Christmas. And it's almost kind of nice. I like watching Gold Rush. But it's one of those shows that if I can't get it, I'm not going to pay for it. I don't care. Deadliest Catch, I really love to watch. Again, I'm still not 100% certain why, but I think I love the camaraderie, the friendly jabbing that these captains do in general. Yeah, sometimes it's just total hate to each other, but in general, these guys are at least friendly to each other when they're off in the bar or whatever. Because they're all in the same show together and so on. But I call that mindless TV. I am not into I have had no interest in TV shows that you have to think. Movies that you have to think. And you know what I'm talking about. The stories that have these long, carried out storylines to where if you miss one little detail in one spot, it may affect three episodes down where you miss, like, wait, what was that? How did that happen? So I just haven't watched any. Keep on saying I'm going to go back and watch them. I haven't. Is it bliss? Yeah. Do I feel guilty? Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, you gotta kind of, go with the flow, I guess. I'm not quite sure where I was going with that. But, what are you doing? Okay, come on, back out. Come on, I'm waiting for you. People will tell you. So, gotta record this. I just had a quiet moment. I was like, I'm not going to listen to podcasts on the way. Started driving down the road a little bit. It's like, God, this is nice. I just want to share it. But, because sharing. So, I'm going to head out. I will talk to you next time. Bye.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.